Blog Talk Radio.
Gathered round the fire, there beside the sea, Jesus asked of Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" Three times Peter answered, for three times he denied, "Lord, you know I love you." And he heard the Lord's reply, "If you love me,
if you love me,
feed my sheep.
If you love me,
if you love me,
my holy word you'll keep.
Don't just talk about it, let the whole world see. If you love me,
feed my sheep."
Gentlemen, this is Yvonne Sewell. I am speaking to you from our studio with Midway Road Church of Christ in Fort Pierce, Florida. The name of our new show is called Feed My Sheep, and the opening song, Feed My Sheep, is brought to you by some friends of mine. They are a duo called Hearts of Faith. They are sisters Donna Strong and Brenda Massaros, who sang with their parents from 1982 to 2001. And that was before they became a woman duet, which is not very typical for Southern gospel. Their ministry has grown tremendously, expanding in more states and touching more lives with concerts, radio, television, and internet social media sites. In fact, they will be with us on April the 9th through April the 11th. So if you're within 50, 60, or even on the west coast of Florida, join us, because they will be doing a show for us on the 9th at 7 o'clock and on Sunday night at, I believe, 6 or 7 o'clock here at the church building. I want to welcome all of the listeners to the show. This show will be going up on our online faith-based radio station called Feed My Sheep. My Sam broadcaster programming would not work. I don't know why. So I've gone back old school. Those of you may remember me from another show I did here at Blog Talk Radio for 5 years called Off the Chain. This particular show, Feed My Sheep, is a purpose. It is a mission. And it is God-given. We are told in Matthew 28, 16 through 20, and I will read it to you. "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When he saw them, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That scripture is very personal to me. It is also the reason that we have decided to go using the technology that I know how to use. Our radio station reaches worldwide, and eventually our blog talk will also reach worldwide. There is a worldwide directory of Churches of Christ on the internet. Just type in your search engine, worldwide directory of Churches of Christ, for one that is near you. And if you would like to reach out to us for further study, you can contact us on our Facebook page at Midway Road Church of Christ or Feed My Sheep. And you can also reach out to local churches in your area. We are in the process of beginning to offer Bible correspondence courses. So reach out to us on those two Facebook pages, or you can email us at midwayroadchurchofchrist@gmail.com. We also have a website for Feed My Sheep. It's called shepherdingflock.com. And on that site, you will be able to listen to the radio station. You will also be able to go on and listen to the blog talk shows once I set that up. But in the meantime, I want to introduce you to some of the speakers that you hear on the radio shows. Brother Marshall Keeble, who was a pioneer in the gospel and who died in 1968, was someone that was very special to me. He was born in 1878, actually December 7th of 1878, on a farm near Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He was the son of Robert and Mittie Keeble, who were former slaves. When he was just 4 years old, his family moved to the city of Nashville. He attended the Bellevue and Knowles School until the seventh grade and then left school to help support the family. His formal education never went beyond the seventh grade, although in the latter years of his life, due to his great accomplishments both socially and religiously, as well as in the field of Christian education, he was awarded an honorary doctorate degree. His first real job after he quit school was working in a bucket factory, where he spent up to 10 hours a day for a mere 40 cents an hour, 1895, at the age of 17, by Preston Taylor at the Gay Street Christian Church in Nashville. At that time, he had long since left the bucket factory and was working in a soap factory. The year after Brother Keeble was baptized, he married his first wife, Minnie Womack, who was the daughter of a very prominent black preacher in the Churches of Christ by the name of S.W. Womack. Brother Womack, along with Brother G.P. Bowser, had previously withdrawn from the Gay Street Christian Church to pursue what they felt was a pure form of worship, establishing a group that came to be known as the Jackson Street Church of Christ, which became a base for launching Churches of Christ among African Americans in the 20th century. Marshall and Minnie purchased a grocery store in Nashville and settled into their new life together. He also acquired what was known as a huckster's wagon, and while Minnie ran the store, he would sell produce from this wagon around the streets of the northern sections of the city. They did so well that they were soon able to purchase a second store. Under the tutelage of his father-in-law, however, Marshall soon began to develop an interest in preaching. In fact, a year after his marriage to Brother Womack's daughter, Brother Keeble preached his first sermon at the Jackson Street Church of Christ. By the year 1914, he had become so popular as a gospel minister that at the encouragement of a number of preachers in the area, he began traveling about as an itinerant evangelist, holding meetings in tents, arbors, barns, and even in some church buildings, while many stayed at home and ran the stores. Brother Keeble never looked back, spending the next 54 years of his life preaching the gospel all over this great nation and even overseas. He made several trips to Europe, the Holy Land, and Africa. His focus was evangelism, however, and he never, in all that time, served a congregation as a located minister. He declared that he did not have time to devote to a located ministry, as he preferred spending all of his time each and every day preaching the word to the lost rather than attending to the affairs of the assembly of the saved. Brother Keeble was successful beyond anyone's expectations. It was not unusual for him to baptize as many as 100 people in a single gospel meeting. Although exact records were not kept, it has been estimated by his biographers that in his lifetime, he may have baptized as many as 40,000 people. He is also said to have established close to 250 congregations. Brother Keeble's great appeal was his down-home quality to proclaiming the Word of God. He spoke simply but powerfully. He was a master of using yarns and contemporary parables to relate eternal truths to his audience, many of whom were poor and uneducated. Even though he spoke in the language of the common black laborer of his day, often butchering the English language, his message had the ability to hold enthralled even the top scholars of his day. Brother Keeble was an absolute genius when it came to knowing his audience. He had the uncanny ability to connect with virtually anyone, whether they be former slave or university scholar. He spoke in barns, and he addressed the faculties of major universities, and he was the same man before both groups, and they adored him, as did I. From the very beginning of his career, Brother Keeble proved a master of the English Bible and of human psychology. Don Hames, the man's first biographers, wrote, "Keeble is an unlettered, largely self-taught creative genius and a master of two things, the plain words of the English Bible and human psychology." Less than a year before his death, Brother Keeble declared that one of his great role models in his life had been Booker T. Washington. "He'd done a lot to help me," Brother Keeble stated. "I got a lot out of how he made his points. Any man who can make things simple is a great teacher." Brother Keeble was definitely able to make the message simple, and yet his teachings were profound, moving men and women to accept the Lord by the tens of thousands. Part of his appeal, and certainly a factor in his effectiveness, was his directedness with his audience. What some characterize a bold bluntness, Brother Keeble didn't mince words. He told it like it was. And yet, he was so skilled psychologically that people were rarely ever offended by such in-your-face preaching and teaching. No one in his time and place possessed more formidable psychological and rhetorical weapons than Brother Keeble, or wielded them more effectively. And with that, I will leave you. We will take this again up at a later date. We have now reached the end of our 15 minutes, but this is a sampling of what to expect. This is Yvonne Sewell at Feed My Sheep on Blog Talk Radio. Join us again for another live. Remember, we will be doing teachings, we will be doing lessons in Spanish, and we will be doing Q&As. So stay tuned for more of the Great Commission.